You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. Reserve Bank of India Governor Shaktikanta Das on July 22 assured that despite the recent depreciation in the Indian rupee versus the US dollar, the domestic currency is holding well as compared to advanced and emerging market peers, including the Japanese yen, British pound and euro. Rupee has been on a falling spree of late due to inflation fears, FII selling, US dollar strengthening and rising commodity prices. Rupee is holding well due to India's underlying strong and resilient macroeconomic fundamentals, Shaktikanta Das said at an event today. He emphasized that RBI is supplying US dollars to markets in order to ensure that there is adequate liquidity in the forex market. The RBI governor in his address mentioned that the country is going through a turbulent time due to COVID pandemic, Russia-Ukraine war, high inflation, supply chains disruptions, etc., strengthening US dollar. Meanwhile, the Securities and Exchange Board of India is increasing its oversight on AIFs, that is alternative investment funds, subject to light touch regulations until now, given the pace of growth clocked by the industry. AIF commitments have grown 42% year-on-year to Rs. 6.94 trillion as of June 30th, latest data from SEBI shows. The amount invested has risen 43% to Rs. 3.1 trillion and the number of AIFs is inching towards the 1,000 mark. AIFs have a minimum ticket size of Rs. 1 crore and are sold to wealthy investors. Last month, the regulator directed investment managers of AIFs to appoint compliance officers and also issued guidelines for large value funds that collect money only from accredited investors with a ticket size of at least Rs. 70 crore each. In a landmark decision that could free up hundreds of crores of rupees in input tax credit, the Supreme Court on July 22 allowed all affected taxpayers to claim accumulated ITC accrued in the pre-GST indirect tax regime in 60 days, ending October 30th. GST Network portal to provide facility for all assessors to claim transitional credit from September 1st till October 30th, the SC said, disposes of batch of 400 appeals. All such assessors, which analysts said may be in thousands, can claim the benefit, whether they have filed writ petition or not. The court has given 90 days to officers thereafter to verify the claim of credit on merits and pass appropriate order. The Central Board of Indirect Taxes and Customs have been asked to issue relevant directions to field officers. Moving on, fresh bad loans or slippages ticked up for most private banks in the June quarter, according to quarterly earnings declared by early birds. The rise in stress reflects the impact of some restructured loans exiting the standstill period and suggests some borrowers may not be out of the COVID woods yet. The country's largest private lender, HDFC Bank, saw slippages worth Rs. 7,200 crore, up from Rs. 4,000 crore in Q4 FY2022. A part of the slippages originated from the restructured book. The bank attributed the rise to stress in the agri-loan segment and the slipping of a chunky wholesale account. Srinivasan Vaidyanathan, Chief Financial Officer, HDFC Bank, said during an investor call that the agri and the wholesale accounts contributed a little more than 10 basis points to the slippage ratio of 0.5%. Now some exciting news from the aviation sector. With newer airlines close to entering the market and the exiting players beefing up their fleet, good times have returned for Boeing and Airbus, as much of their sales will be driven by Indian carriers for several years to come. The order pipeline of the domestic airlines is a long one and, according to rough estimates, over $45 billion at list prices. Industry analysts say that with airlines placing large number of orders, they may get volume discounts also. Air India, which has been taken over by Tata Group, apart from considering strengthening its fleet with Airbus A350 wide-bodied aircraft, is also in talks with Airbus and Boeing for narrow-bodied aircraft, according to sources. And lastly, on to cryptocurrencies. The government is not considering any plan to reduce taxes on cryptocurrency transactions. In a written reply to a query in the Rajya Sabha on whether the government wants to exempt cryptocurrency transactions from taxes, Minister of State for Finance Pankaj Chaudhary said there is no such proposal under consideration. In Budget 2022, the government has announced a flat 30% tax on income from cryptocurrencies and also 1% TDS on crypto transactions. Chaudhary said that in order to deter risky crypto transactions, the Reserve Bank of India has been cautioning users, holders and traders that dealing in VCs is associated with potential economic, financial, operational, legal, customer protection and security related risks. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.